Parental advisory warning. Carlosophies, provoking thought and liberating people from their own bullshit since 2015. First time here? Hit subscribe. You'll want to stick around. Before I dive into today's app, I just want to remind you that Frequency, my podcaster's development program and mastermind, specifically for people looking to launch and start their show, is closing this week. So if you are at all interested, head to carlinimmo.com/freak, that's F-E-R-Q in capital letters, and join us. There are some incredible human beings in this round, and I know we're going to have a fabulous time together. So if you're looking to get that show off the ground with ease and a sense of fun and community and support and accountability with a lovely mix of one-to-one group work and online course, then head to carlinimmo.com/FERQ in capital letters, and I'll see you in there. Okay, so today what I want to explore is actually this launch. So if you've been around here a while, you will know that the launch is generally a roller coaster. It used to be way worse than it is right now, but I still get on the coaster, right? It's not all coasting. There are ups and downs for sure, and there is a lot of questioning that happens during a launch for me, though less tears and tantrums than there used to be, I guess. And I started out this launch prior to the launch, I actually was in quite a good headspace. I know that I know my shit. I know I'm an expert in this field. I know the results I can get for people, or that I can help them get themselves, right? Because it's not me getting them results. They're doing the work, but I know what's possible when people choose to invest in themselves through working with me. Shit happens. Amazing shit happens. And so I know this about me. There's no imposter syndrome here. I'm really fucking good at what I do, and I own that. But I feel like I've been, you know, a lot of people have asked me what has changed for you because your energy is really different. And it's that. I no longer feel like an imposter. I really feel like I know my shit here and I have earned my place at the table. That's what's shifted. Prior to that, in previous launches, and just in my life in general, I always felt like I had to prove myself. I felt like I had to prove that I knew my shit. I had to prove that I was an expert. I had to prove that I was worthy. And so my launch was all about that, highlighting what an expert I am, letting you know that I, you know, I'm here and I am the person who knows the most. And you know, or just like, it just had this like proving myself energy because I didn't quite believe it. And now I do. So that kind of energy I feel has shifted, though. I did find myself falling back into it, trying to prove that I can get you results, trying to prove that I'm the person for you. I fell into it a little. And then I got a message via Instagram from someone who has been thinking about joining. And she had said, you know, after listening to the episode that I put out last week about speaking your truth and giving zero fucks, and becoming the observer, that's been a really big piece for me. What she observed was how she joins things like Frequency, how she hovers over, even though she knows that she wants to do it, she hovers over until the very last moment when the early bird finishes or when the card is closing, and often she'll find herself missing out and kicking herself. And I relate to that because sometimes I'm the same. Sometimes I think, oh, I'd like to maybe do that, and then I just kind of wait. And she also said that when she does jump into something, when she actually commits, whether it's last moment or not, when she does, she knows she gets the results. So what she's actually doing is questioning herself and whether she believes she can do it. And it's so funny because it really mirrored back to me, myself, and how I show up in the world and how I do the same thing. I hover, I question, you know, and over the years, it was like, it was just like this lightning bolt where I was like, oh my God. And it sounds so ridiculous that I didn't see this before. It's not about me. It's not about me and my expertise and my worthiness and my ability to get you results. It's just not. And here I was thinking that it was personal. Here I was thinking that people were overlooking me for somebody else who could do a better job, I had really thought that it was that they didn't believe in me. But what I realized is when we do that, and I'm not saying like this isn't like a, it's not a shaming thing. It's not a, it's not like an NLP trick to make you want to join and work with me. That's not what this is. I'm not trying to like convince you to like click buy. That's not what I'm doing here. What I'm trying to explain is like, this is something that I go through too, right? Like, it's not that person. It's not that they don't, that I don't believe that they can deliver. It's actually myself and my concern that I won't bring enough value. And I don't mean bring enough value to them. I mean, like, I'm not sure that I could do the work that would make this pay off. And so I don't click join. And then I do kind of have regret because I wonder what would have been possible if I had said yes to myself and given myself the opportunity to see where this went. And yeah, I don't know. It's just been totally life-changing for me when I realized, oh my God, okay, not about me, not about my worthiness or my ability or even someone else's belief in me. I honestly think sometimes there is belief in me and a lack of belief in yourself. And I'm saying this from my own perspective too, right? I have a belief in someone and what they're doing, but the lack of belief is within myself and my worthiness of the investment. And yeah. And so then it was really interesting because when I saw that within myself, and I felt the truth of that, then I feel like I almost lost my way a little in this launch, and I really played on the lack of belief thing. And I felt good about it at the time, but now I don't really feel that good about it. Because I also, I don't know, it's like I don't want you to think that joining my frequency is the thing that's going to change you. You are the thing that changes you. You are the thing that shows up and does the work. You are the thing. And whether you believe you can or believe you can't, you're right. That also has nothing to do with me. And it's actually not my job to convince you that you're worthy enough to join my program. Right? Like that's not my job either. And so I really got to think about it. If I was coming from a place where I am enough, as in like I know my shit, you know, like I really feel like I'm enough here. And I was also coming from a place because what I feel like I did was I dipped into scarcity a little bit. Which I honestly really want to run a business that isn't based in scarcity. Like the only scarcity that is involved is legitimate scarcity, as in there are only a certain amount of places and this is the deadline, right? Like that's the only scarcity. I don't want to be playing into feelings of inadequacy within someone. It's just and fearing them into joining. And also, I don't know, convincing someone that the only way they can do it is with me, because it's not. And so I thought about like, how would I do this differently if I was coming from the place of me being enough and providing enough value and having enough value and you also being enough, having enough value, providing enough value. How would the launch look different then? And it looks completely different because then it becomes about the fun we can have. It becomes about the excitement in that moment where you go live and you come to me and you say, "Oh my God, this is the fucking best thing ever. Why didn't I do this sooner?" It becomes about the community and the adventure and all of the fun that we get to have, the one-on-one, the level of intimacy that we get to have together when we're working one-on-one. And it becomes about forming friendships in a group, and it becomes about learning this craft, learning a new skill, which will serve you in all different areas of your life, not just from the perspective of, like starting a podcast. Some of the people who have done Frequency have said, like, this has had such a big impact in the other areas because now they're not afraid to show up on Facebook Lives, and they're not afraid to, you know, like, even one particular client of mine also felt the effect when she was in person. So she also, you know, she not only showed up more consistently to everything else she was doing in her life, but she would show up at events differently as a more confident person who was able to feel at home within themselves. Like, this is shit. This is the shit, right? Like, this is the launch. This is what happens when we're in a space not of scarcity, but of prosperity and abundance and joy and truthful expression. You know, like, that's what this is about. It's about playing, having fun, learning a new skill, getting to know yourself, and expressing, having a creative outlet for your expression. So this launch has been interesting. It hasn't been, you know, it certainly hasn't filled in 48 hours like the last one did after, if you remember. I launched and nobody, I had two signups and or two applications and not much interest. And then something shifted within me and the launch filled up, you know? And I feel like this is almost like a bit of a cycle that I have in a launch, is like, I go through this thing where I question myself and I question my value, and then, you know, I have a little bit of an epiphany and things take a turn, and it always ends up being about like what feels good. And when I'm in that place, that's when the shit works. And also, then it doesn't matter whether you have two people join or 22 people join. You've been having fun with it. And for me, it's really important to be in integrity. And that having a fun launch, having an experience that isn't playing on scarcity in any way, that is a successful launch for me, regardless of the outcomes. Okay, so that's it from this week. Hope you enjoyed this episode. As usual, connect with me on Instagram at Carlosophies. My website is carlinimo.com. You can jump on my mailing list over there if you like, or just like reach out, say, you know, tell me if this landed with you today. And if you are interested or considering joining Frequency, come have some fun with me. This is a fun transformational experience that doesn't have to be a hard slog. And you actually don't need anything other than you, where you are right now with everything that's going on in your life, right? Like, we can do this wherever we are. All right. If you want to learn more about that, just go to carlinimo.com/FERQ, all in capital letters. There's links in the show notes. Until next week, peace out. Want more me in your life? Head to carlinimo.com or find me on Instagram at Carlosophies. But honestly, the best thing you can do is tell a friend about this podcast. Until next week, peace out.